This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, when was the last time you felt unstoppable? Low testosterone could be draining your energy, strength, and sex drive. At Beaumont Health and Wellness, we help men reclaim their power with hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, and IV hydration. Get peak performance with our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to fire up your system. Beaumont Health and Wellness. Age is just a number. Desire is forever. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
Honestly, looking for any excuse to play the Game of Thrones music.
Sure.
But this time, it makes sense. There is a company that has brought back the Dire Wolf.
Now, when you say a company, you mean like a lab.
Yeah, but it's a private lab.
Okay, got it.
It's not like a government that did this or anything like that. And that is actually creating a problem, that we're going to get into in a second. But just so you know, though, the dire wolf was a real animal. A lot of people kind of think that it wasn't a real animal because they were on Game of Thrones and they were these gigantic wolves on the show, and they were pivotal characters, but they were real animals that existed 12,000 years ago. Wow. And they went extinct.
Okay.
And this company brought them back. Here's a news report about it. Now, you're going to hear something at the very beginning of this. That is the sound of baby dire wolves howling.
It's an animal that hasn't existed for some 13,000 years. The dire wolf, made famous on the television series Game of Thrones.
It's a dire wolf.
There are no dire wolves south of the wall. Now there are five.
But the long extinct species now making global headlines for a new reason. A Dallas-based biotech company saying they've resurrected the giant Ice Age wolf, essentially bringing it back to life through a process called de-extinction.
And what they did was they basically combined DNA from gray wolves.
Okay.
And it's not like true Jurassic Park where they found like a mosquito in amber.
Okay.
They were able to kind of like piece patch like an animal and basically create a dire wolf again. And if you want to see what they look like, text wolf, W-O-L-F, to 916-909-1065. They will be full grown one day. And when they are full grown, they are big ass wolves.
Okay.
Jurassic Park, one of my favorite movies.
Okay. Can we stop saying Jurassic Park?
Well, that's kind of what they did. And I keep thinking back to Jeff Goldblum's monologue in that, where he's like, should we have done this? What are we going to do with these dire wolves?
We're going to kiss them.
What are we going to do when
we're
they're
gonna
no
ride them?
I don't think we can ride
them.
Like, is the plan to keep them in captivity and just look at them?
Because
if that's the case, okay, fine.
Of course,
it seems like a miserable existence, but like,
they didn't exist at all before this.
I know.
Better than that.
So should we bring them back just to keep them in a cage? Or do we release them? And if we release them, then you've screwed up an ecosystem.
Okay, two questions. They haven't been in existence for 13,000 years.
Yeah.
Stupid question, were there humans back then?
Yeah, kinda.
Roughly.
Yeah.
Okay, still evolving.
Yeah, like caveman-ish.
Okay, got it. Okay. Second question. okay, if we don't want to bring back extinct species, then why are we working so hard to keep species from going extinct? Because think about the panda.
Right.
We are in, and globally,
mm-hmm.
we are in a rush to get them to have more teeny tiny panda babies.
Right.
And I understand, like, protecting whales because, like, Japanese whalers are, like, taking them out and everything.
Sure.
But you said that the reason, when you went to the San Diego Zoo, the reason that they, that the population of pandas is dwindling is because they're too lazy to have sex.
That's only one of the reasons. That's the funny reason. But that is true, though.
Like, okay.
They're too lazy. They don't have sex enough. But the big reason, and I'm glad you asked that question, because my wife asked me the same question, because it gets me to go back to Jurassic Park.
Oh, my God.
Jeff Goldblum also says in that movie.
We talk about Jeff Goldblum too much on this show.
Hold on. These are not animals that were extinct because of deforestation or human interference. This nature selected this to go extinct. Like he says, dinosaurs had their chance. Direwolves had their chance.
They didn't have their chance.
They did.
They died because of an asteroid.
But they existed for hundreds of millions of years.
Well, did the direwolf get that chance?
The direwolves have been on Earth longer than humans have. And nature selected them to go away. So if that's the case, then we need to respect that, I think.
Okay, if that's the case, then we should not have medicine. If that's the case, we should not have cancer research. Because what did you say before? They selected them to go away? What did you say?
Nature selected them to go away. Okay, so
there are humans on this planet that nature is selecting to go away, and we keep them alive.
Self-preservation's different, though, than what this is.
Oh, my God. I would let my direwolf bite you.
Listen, here's the thing. Nobody wants to kiss a baby direwolf more than this guy.
Okay, thank you for saying that, finally.
But they're going to grow up. And what do we do with them when they grow up?
I'd like to think spoon them.
This is the same company working on the woolly mammoth.
That is absurd.
Oh, that's absurd. Because why? Because you can't kiss them?
I can't hold that. That's crazy. Now, could I ride it?
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.